This is Agriculture Today.
Top line, this pest does not cause any sort of a food safety issue. It is not a disease, but simply an insect that feeds on living tissues. Once removed and cleaned, animals treated early enough, including the calf that we're talking about, the 8-week-old bovine, that calf and those animals, if they're treated early enough, will recover and are safe to enter the food supply system.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on Wednesday night following official confirmation of the first case of New World screwworm in the U.S. and the first in Texas in 60 years. Now, that in Zavala County was a 3-week-old calf, and USDA and Texas animal health officials forming a unified response team, establishing a 12.5-mile infested zone around the detection. Response measures include quarantine, livestock movement controls, surveillance, and expanded trapping. Officials also moving sterile fly releases into the affected area. USDA says ground release chambers will be deployed immediately, adding to the 4 million sterile flies already being aerial dispersed each week in that area. For ranchers, detection raises immediate concern over animal health, treatment costs, and cattle movement. Well, fertilizer risk does not move evenly across products, leaves farmers exposed to different price and supply threats for nitrogen, phosphate, and potash. Mississippi State University Extension economist Will Maple says disruptions can affect each nutrient differently. Nitrogen, closely tied to nat gas and shipping routes. He says U.S. produced an average of 95% of domestic nitrogen consumption during the past 5 years, but remaining imports still depend on Canada and Trinidad and Tobago. Phosphate comes from concentrated mineral deposits. China led phosphate rock production in 2025, but Morocco holds an estimated 68% of global reserves. Potash carries the largest U.S. import exposure. More than 90% of U.S. consumption comes from imports, primarily Canada. So for producers, fertilizer planning requires watching more than just price. Spring crop producers growing more than one crop in the same county now have another way to protect revenue when losses spread across an operation. Oklahoma State University ag economist Amy Hagerman says crop and livestock income protection, or CLIP, first available this year, adds umbrella coverage above individual revenue protection policies. Producers must maintain revenue protection on each enrolled crop, and the policies pay on individual crop losses, while CLIP pays if combined revenue for eligible crops falls below the selected guarantee. Again, USDA says food supply remains safe. They're working to limit trade restrictions following the first confirmed report of New World screwworm domestically.
Again, if we all work together and follow the animal treatment protocols and movement restriction guidance, there is no reason to believe that this incursion will result in an establishment of the pest in our country.
It's Agriculture Today.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
As of about an hour ago, we are fully confirmed that it was a case.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins speaking to reporters Wednesday evening on New World Screwworm.
We are taking immediate action this afternoon and evening, has already begun to deploy to contain and eradicate this this case of the New World Screwworm in South Texas. We have, number one, formed a unified incident command team with the Texas Animal Health Commission and deployed our APHIS response team and personnel to the area. They are already on the ground. And you'll hear from our undersecretary, and APHIS is a part of his team, Dudley Hoskins, in just a minute. We have established a 20-kilometer infested zone around the detection and implementing quarantines, movement controls, and surveillance in this area. We have expedited targeted release of the sterile New World Screwworm flies, which is how we solve for the issue, of course, by immediately deploying a 4 million ground release chambers in the area, in addition to the 4 million sterile flies per week already being released aerially in the area. We are increasing trapping and surveillance for New World Screwworm flies along the border just outside of the dispersal area. We are implementing New World Screwworm surveillance for the New World Screwworm flies along the border and just outside of the dispersal area. We are implementing additional surveillance and management strategies in wildlife and, of course, conducting targeted outreach in the local area as well as across the state. To date, as I mentioned, there have been no further detections of New World Screwworm in the United States.
She's quick to point out the numbers show this has been a high priority for USDA.
I think that the numbers that I have in front of me are remarkable, and I think this is very important, and it shows how seriously we've taken this over the last year and a couple of months since coming into office early last spring, January, February. The USDA has deployed more than 8,000 traps along the U.S.-Mexico border capable of detecting the New World Screwworm. So 8,000 traps have been deployed in the last year and a couple of months. USDA has examined over 58,000 fly samples and examined over 19,000 wildlife for New World Screwworm, all with a zero confirmed detection until today. So this is not something we've kind of been sitting back and twiddling our thumbs and waiting for. We tested, as I said, over 58,000 fly samples over the last year, taken from about 8,000 traps, and have been dispersing the flies all along the border as the screwworm moved closer and closer. That is the reason we gained that extra year of preparation, because we were extremely aggressive with the sterile fly dispersal, with the fly traps, with the testing, et cetera, and as much as we possibly could, working with Mexico to try to get them to stop their cattle movement. So again, we've got a lot more work to do, but we feel confident because of this preparation and the teams on the ground and the partnership of our cattle and livestock producers, as well as those who are in the wildlife, deer, et cetera, that we will be able to, when it does pop up, it may not again, but if it does, we'll isolate, test, confirm, quarantine, stop movement until we move to the next one. And we'll keep everyone very in the loop as we're moving through this.
It's Agriculture Today.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Last April, the president declared a national emergency tied to the cumulative effects of foreign trade practices and announced reciprocal tariff actions framed explicitly around national and economic security.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent speaking last week at the Reagan National Economic Forum on trade.
Again, people can debate design, sequencing, and scope. Healthy democracies should debate those questions, but no one should miss the larger point. Chronic non-reciprocal agreements, industrial hollowing, and strategic import dependence are not questions of commerce alone. They are fissures in our country's foundation. A few weeks later, President Trump signed executive action on processed critical minerals and derivative products under Section 232, expressly linking import dependence to risks for national security, defense readiness, and price stability and economic resilience. Some have tried to weaponize critical minerals against us, but this administration is ensuring they will not succeed. On maritime strength, President Trump signed an executive order to restore America's maritime dominance, established a new Office of Maritime and Industrial Capacity at the National Security Council, and called for a maritime action plan to rebuild U.S. shipbuilding capabilities. This is what it looks like to connect industrial capacity, logistics resilience, workforce development, and national security in one strategic frame. The strategic message is unmistakable. Supply chain resilience in medicine will no longer be an afterthought. This broader reorientation is also visible in the administration's trade agenda for 2026 as we work to secure reciprocity, strengthen domestic production, and align America's external economic relationships with our core national interests. Taken together, these efforts reflect the broader principle that President Trump has articulated clearly. Economic security is national security. But let me be direct about what that doctrine does not mean. It does not mean retreating from the world. On the contrary, it means engaging with it on a stronger, fairer, and more sustainable terms. It does not mean severing ties indiscriminately. It means distinguishing healthy interdependence from dangerous overdependence. It does not mean rejecting efficiency. It means refusing to worship efficiency when efficiency leaves our nation exposed. And it does not mean treating allies and adversaries alike. It means bringing our trading relationships and our security relationships back into alignment by building supply chains with trusted partners where appropriate, rebuilding capacity at home where necessary, and ensuring that the economic architecture supporting American power strengthens American security. Of course, America still holds enormous advantages, among them the world's deepest capital markets, extraordinary innovators, abundant energy potential, leading universities, and unmatched entrepreneurial culture, and workers who can outbuild and outcompete anyone so long as the playing field is fair. All we needed was a government willing to declare that as decline is a choice, renewal can be one too.
It's Agriculture Today.
The planting season is right around the corner. You can't afford to be down when it's time to go. Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, can get your equipment ready for the season and keep you running. We also have a great selection of new and used planters for the upcoming season. Depend on Wiley's 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Find us at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is Agriculture Today.
As I mentioned, we have a confirmed detection of New World screwworm in a three-week-old calf in La Pryor, Texas. It is the only case that we are tracking right now and the only one that has been confirmed.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on Wednesday evening speaking to reporters.
USDA and Texas officials are great partners in all of this. It's a huge shout out to the Texas Animal Commission, who've just been remarkable, and so many of our partners on the ground. I can't name them all, but Texas A&M, AgriLife, Texas Farm Bureau, the Texas Cattle Raisers, the Texas Feeders, the Texas Animal Health Commission. You'll hear from Dr. Dinges in just a minute. He's been on the ground and on the front line for us for the last year and much more longer in his career, but from our perspective in the Trump USDA.
Says USDA no longer playing defense.
The sterile insect technique, when paired with surveillance, movement restrictions, and education and outreach, is the most effective strategy we have for controlling this pest. The sterile insect is not only the most effective tool we have, but it is also considered one of the most environmental friendly insect pest control methods ever developed. USDA has invested heavily in the sterile insect production since New World screwworm cases started increasing in the Trump administration in the last year and 4 months. Since the outbreak in Central America began, USDA, we have expanded operations at the production plant in Panama, allowing it to produce over 100 million sterile New World screwworm flies per week, which have been dispersed in affected countries, including Mexico, to slow the spread of the parasite. I think it is important to note that all the models last year showed that the New World screwworm would be in Texas by late summer, early fall of last year. So I know there is not anything to celebrate today, but I do want to give a shout out to the team at APHIS, our Texas Animal Health Commission, Dr. Dinges and his team, all of our friends in Texas. We have been able to successfully keep it out of Texas a year longer almost than what was thought, which has allowed us to prepare for today. In May 2025, USDA invested another $21 million to help Mexico renovate an existing production facility in Matapa, Mexico. This production facility will provide an additional 60 to 100 million sterile flies a week. That's in addition to the 100 million from Panama. With continued support from our experts, Mexico expects production to begin in, as I mentioned, just a few weeks in June. And in April of this year, we announced our additional investment of $750 million to build the largest facility on record at the Moore Air Base in South Texas, further increasing our ability to protect U.S. agriculture from this threat. When this facility is fully operational, it will have the capacity to produce 300 million sterile flies per week. This facility is expected to be operational in the fall of 2027 next year. Also, our USDA National Veterinary Stockpile stands ready to assist and will provide resources, including treatments, equipment, and logistics support to this response as needed. And I'll also note, it's not in my notes, but the FDA, our teams over at the FDA and over at HHS have been extremely helpful in emergency authorization of many of the treatments that are now going to be available now that we have an identified and confirmed case in America. So we'll have more on that in the days to come, but we've already deployed. We've got a plane that's headed down to South Texas right now with a lot of that treatment stockpile.
It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
President Reagan would say it was a new day at the Fed.
On Having Breakfast with the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent at the Reagan National Economic Forum.
So we now have the Warsh Fed. The Treasury Secretary, the Fed Chair, have lunch or breakfast every week. It's a home game and an away game. So I did the away game at the Fed. Their food's much better because they don't have a budget. They print their own money.
Apparently not.
One hears. But it was good. Look, it's the renewal and change is good. And I think we are going to see a new sheriff in town. Mm-hmm. I think we are. I'm not going to get out ahead of the chairman, but he said he's going to get rid of forward guidance. Mm-hmm. So I think I would expect.
You approve of that?
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. And I also think we're going to get back to basics in terms of accountability, credibility, and look, what's the purpose of the Fed? Because, Larry, for your career is longer than mine, but for a long time, the Fed just ran in the background. It wasn't, oh, it's Fed Day, it's a Fed meeting, you know, cover the press conference, you know, all day event, all these governors out giving speeches and kind of popping off. And I think we are going to see much more focus, much more, a lot more credibility. And you know, at the end of the day, financial markets, it's all about credibility. The president made the decision. I ran the process. The president made the decision. I never put the thumb on the scale for Kevin Warsh, who I'd known for 20 years. I think he's an incredible choice. And you know, the president got there for all the right reasons. And the president understands that the more credible you are, the more work the financial markets will do for you.
So no pressure at the moment.
Look, again, everyone, a lot of the publication wanted to be alarmist. And to the extent I had any success in my 35-year Wall Street career, I was usually doing the opposite of what was on the front page. And when I saw over the past couple of weeks, what a terrible time to start up as the Fed chair. I was like, no, it's a great time. Yeah. It's a great time. Interest rates have spiked. Mm-hmm. Inflation has spiked. Mm-hmm. The tough thing would have been to have come in February, and the market was pricing in two or three rate cuts for the year. Inflation looked like we were going to come back down to target. Growth was high. Much better to come in now. And look, you all can be the judge. I'm not saying whether it's the causation or the
correlation,
but rates peaked the day before Chair Warsh was sworn in.
He talks about a stronger dollar.
I was in the currency market for 35 years, and I think people have the wrong notion of what a strong dollar means. Strong dollar isn't the price on the screen every second, every minute, every day, every week. What a strong dollar means is that we are doing the right things to set our economy on a good course, that people will want to hold dollars, that they feel safe and secure, and that their money will get back to them, that they will have high, their real returns. And, you know, I think we've done that. Whether it's through trade policy, tax policy, or energy policy, mm-hmm. the United States, President Trump, with his policies, has made the United States the best place. Whether you want to be in the liquid markets or to come build your factory, you will have great certainty. You will have on tax, you will have great certainty on energy, and you will have great certainty on our workforce.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
First of all, this is not a threat to our food supply.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins following the first confirmation of New World screwworm in the U.S.
Second of all, while this is very serious and we're taking it extremely serious, there is no threat of mass infestation. Sorry, this is one of my kids. There is no threat of mass infestation. We believe and we are so confident in the teams and the plan that we have been building over the last year in preparation for this moment, that as we're building out the infrastructure in the long term to make sure that this never happens again, that we have for the short term put everything in place to contain this pest and push it back when possible. And then, as I mentioned, our greatest partners in this are the ranchers and the livestock producers, especially in South Texas, the wildlife. We have a lot of hunting, a lot of deer in South Texas, the wildlife guys down there, just being ever vigilant, being very watchful. I think the best thing you can put on your animal right now, your animals are your eyes, and getting additional help out there to constantly be watching. Again, I mentioned it, but it's probably worth mentioning again. This does not spread without the movement of animals. And so that's why the quarantining and the restriction of movement is so important within that 20 kilometers when we have a confirmed case. We are moving out so that we can have perhaps mobile units, perhaps additional inspectors, so that we can get more resources on the ground to South Texas so that we can move a lot more quickly and understanding if it is in additional places, finding that and immediately testing and treating for it. We continue conversations with Mexico, but again, there's only so much that can be done on that side of the border, and now it's in our side. So now we deploy in a pretty massive and unprecedented way. And just one more thing I'll say, and unless anyone else has anything to wrap up, I want to take a moment to just thank my boss, President Trump. In a time where our administration is focused so intentionally on shrinking the footprint of government, on returning the power to the people, on making sure that taxpayers can keep more of their money, on rooting fraud out of government, and all of that, this president, when I went to him last March, a few weeks after I was sworn in, and said, "Sir, we may need to invest some significant money to protect our livestock in this country." And he asked me a little bit about it. He said, "Well, tell me more." And he was a little fascinated with the fact that a screwworm isn't really a worm, that it's actually a flesh eating larva. Anyway, probably a longer conversation for another time. But once we fully explained that what this could mean to Texas if we didn't take extremely strong, extremely historical, and really unprecedented action immediately, even though at that point over a year ago it was hundreds of miles from the Texas border, that we could really be in a tough spot for our producers. And without hesitation, this president said, "Go do it. Go do what we need to do. Invest $1 billion to get this thing going. Partner with our friends in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California. Make sure we're doing everything we can to protect rural America, this way of life, and certainly our livestock producers and all of that who are leading the way for us." So I think that's an important point to note.
It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The planting season is right around the corner. You can't afford to be down when it's time to go. Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, can get your equipment ready for the season and keep you running. We also have a great selection of new and used planters for the upcoming season. Depend on Wiley's 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Find us at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.